BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Would you grab that toast for me?
Ah, morning, Freddie. I slept very well, thank you. I hope you slept well too.
Not really.
Would you also like me to butter your toast? Maybe iron your shirt?
Sorry, I forgot to set my alarm. I woke up in an absolute panic about 10 minutes ago.
Was our Scrabble session last night too wild for you?
Well, actually, I love a games night with you and Mum. It's like old times. Though I really wish I'd gone to bed earlier. I need to be with it today.
Why? What are you up to?
I'm taking a group of local farmers around the abattoir while Vince charms the bigwigs from the Academy Trust.
And this is for...
getting my big idea off the ground. I want the schools round here to start using locally produced food. So today is about bringing farmers and the Academy Trust together and getting them on board. Ooh. We're finishing the day with a meal of braised Brookfield beef.
Ooh, sounds great. Mm.
It will be. I can come across as the super organised, charismatic, entrepreneurial meat man.
You might just pull it off if you brush your hair and change out of your slippers.
Yeah, good call. Oh, I really want this to work. There's initiatives like this happening all across Europe. Schools and hospitals being supplied by farmers in their area. The more I read about it, the more I want Casey Meats to make it work here.
And the better you look in the eyes of Big Boss Casey. Mm.
It's honestly not just about getting a pat on the back from Vince. Mm. I genuinely think it makes sense, economically and environmentally. Mm. I can already see the billboards on the bypass showing smiley, happy children eating healthy school meals.
Wow. I knew I was right not to believe what people said about you, Freddie. There is hope.
Ha ha.
What about your coffee?
Actually, you have it. I need to get going. I'll grab one at work.
Okay. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. See you later.
Oh, your phone. Ready?
Thanks.
Brad, still in your pyjamas?
Hi, Eddie. Yeah, sorry. Come in.
Before I forget, Clary wanted me to ask if you've recovered from your fainting spell.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine, thanks. I'm just sorry I spoilt it from everyone.
Oh, not for me, you didn't. Clary brought home some of the uneaten pancakes.
That's good. I wish I had a couple of pancakes right now. I'm eating dry cereal because Chelsea drank all the milk.
No more pancakes for me until Easter. Clary says we're making a mockery of Shrove Tuesday if we keep troughing them all through Lent.
Was there something else, Eddie? It's just... I've got another maths assignment that's due in on Tuesday and I'm working at...
Yeah, all right, all right, I won't keep you. I'm busy myself this morning, off on a tour of Casey Meat soon. Something about some school dinners.
I need to get at least 60% on this assignment. It's on calculus...
I'll have to stop you there, Brad. I haven't got a bull's notion what you're talking about.
Yeah, OK.
Don't look so down. I found some work for you, son. I know this bloke down the market who needs a filmmaking, and as long as you get the pitch and pricing right, he's happy to give George the job.
What is the job?
A high-octane action promo about why high-vis vests should be worn on the farm.
Eddie, I'm not really in a position to be pitching for something like that.
Oh, rubbish. He did that beaver job for Justin.
Yeah, but...
Imagine how happy our George will be when you tell him on Wednesday that you've broken into the workwear market.
Eddie, this isn't easy to say, and I've really tried, but I can't do it. I can't handle George's video business as well as uni and Grey Gables. I turned Natasha down, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to say
this. I know you struggled with the drone at first. But we've got the new model now.
But still, I'm no good at it. I'm not good at any of it. You said yourself you expect high octane or something. I can't do that.
Oh, don't put yourself down, Brad. You're a smart lad. And George has his heart set on keeping this business going. He's relying on you. We all are.
Lily, hi. Everything okay?
Yes. But I just found some scribbled notes on the hall table. They look like they might be for your tour.
What? No, they should be in my folder. Hang on. No, they're not here.
Okay, I can see if Mum's free to drive over with them.
No, there's no time. The tour's about to start. Maybe you can send me photos of the most important bits? I think the first page has the route I want to take, and then there's the list of things not to forget to say. Oh no! Unbelievable!
What is it?
It's a text from Linda. Tom's quit as club captain.
I thought you were the club captain.
No, in the end, Linda decided I should be team captain. I knew Tom wasn't happy with that.
Why?
Well, because he's basically supposed to do most of the admin side of things, when what he really wants is to be making the tactical decisions.
So, now you have to do everything?
Looks like it. Including scouting out new players to streamline the team, preferably before practice this week.
I can start thinking about who to approach if you want. A few people come to mind.
Linda again. Well, she sent me a list of the jobs that need doing today. Booking nets, posting training schedule, filling in the risk assessment. Oh, I just don't have time. I don't even have time to text her back.
Okay, don't worry, Freddie. Leave it with me. Message Linda and do what needs to be done.
Really?
Sure. I'm working for a couple of hours at Grey Gables this afternoon as a favour for Oliver, but I've got plenty of time to do both.
You'll book the nets.
Look, you just concentrate on being, what did you call it? The entrepreneurial meat man.
Thank you. Okay, the farmers are arriving. Wish me luck. Oh, and send me the text with my notes.
Hi, Freddie.
Oh, hi, Ruth. I better go.
Good luck, Freddie. You'll be great.
You'd think, as a farmer, I'd hardly blink at the old business of slaughter. Well, wrong enough, turkey necks in my time. But there's still something, you know.
I do. A moment.
Yeah.
You two softies.
So, this is the lairage. It's more than a holding pen. It should be a space free of stress. Plenty of water, room to lay down and rest.
And the music?
Apparently reggae has a calming influence on the animals, which in turn is good for the meat.
I can just hear what our Mia would say to that.
Our top priorities are animal welfare and product quality. They go hand in hand. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, how long do you keep the cattle in the lairage before they're taken to slaughter? I mean, on average. And do you have a different lairage for sheep?
I tell you what, Eddie, I'll introduce you to Michael, one of our supervisors. He'll be able to answer any of your questions.
So, what do you think about Freddie's school dinner scheme? He's certainly passionate about it.
Well, I imagine it could work well for Brookfield. Be good to get a contract that cuts out the supermarkets and wholesalers.
Well, that's what we're hoping. I'd love Brookfield to be back on the school lunches menu. We were involved in a similar scheme a few years ago. And with Vince behind it, a small initial contract could be a foot in a much bigger door.
Well, it'd be wonderful if the schools took our organic meat and veg too.
All right, we'll just take a couple more minutes, then we'll head over to the killing zone, where I'll explain how we make use of every part of the animal, from hoof to hide.
I've promised David I won't do a tourney and return with a load of cow hides for the events barn.
It was not that easy, believe me. Any plans to hire out the barn to wave some strays again?
No, why?
Well, that's a shame. Tom and Natasha have to move out of April Cottage, but we've already got Helen and the boys staying with us, so I'm not sure the house would cope with any more.
I thought they were buying the Beechwood house from Kirsty.
Oh, they are. They might. But it's all up in the air at the moment. Tom gave notice on April Cottage when he thought Beechwood was a done deal. I did warn him, it might be a bit premature.
So what's the hold-up?
They're waiting to see whether Kirsty can give them a discount.
Because of the sewage?
Yeah. I don't know, Ruth. I know they're going to need a bigger house at some point, but does it have to be right now? Feels like we've got enough stress and uncertainty without this.
Does Helen know when she can reopen the dairy?
She should hear early this week. She's waiting on the test results.
Fingers crossed for her.
That fella Michael knows his stuff.
Okay, everyone, follow me.
Lily, have you got a second?
Sure. Let me just pop this behind reception. Is everything okay? Did you see the order came in for housekeeping?
It's all been unpacked.
Huh.
But what I wanted to ask, well, it's not about work.
Okay.
Well, I heard you talking to Oliver about the cricket.
About how they're looking for new players?
I was just putting a few feelers out. Freddie's keen to have some new faces at Nets on Thursday, so... Mm.
Well, I guess he wants people with a lot of experience.
Not necessarily, no. I think he'd be happy enough with enthusiasm and energy.
Do you think I might have a go? When Mum was in charge, I enjoyed helping out at Nets. I mean, I wasn't much good at school, but that's mostly because I wasn't actually sure what I was supposed to be doing. Always picked last and stuck out on some far boundary.
Brad, I'm sure Freddie would love to have you at practice. I'm sending out emails on my break, so I'll add you to the list.
Brilliant. Well, I'll be there Thursday.
Okay, let's pause so we can see our butchers at work.
Oh, I'm not sure I could work in here. It's colder than standing in a field. Everything all right, Pam?
I just got a text from Emma.
Is something up?
Borsetshire Water are refusing to meet us about the sewage leak.
Oh, how frustrating.
Well, if they won't talk to us through the official routes, then we shall just have to take matters into our own hands.
You can see how skilled our boners are. This is expert knife craft.
They look like steely knights of old.
They do.
But with hair nets and chainmail aprons.
It always strikes me their knives are so much smaller than you'd expect.
Yeah, small but lethal.
Over there are the trimmers. They remove the fat, gristle and unwanted muscle from the meat. Now, follow me and watch out for the carcasses hooked on the overhead conveyor. So, that's the end of the grand tour of Casey Meats.
I thought we were getting free grub.
Don't worry, we are.
Only reason I'm here.
Thanks, Freddie. It's been great. Really fascinating.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, the plan is to head back to the boardroom, where you'll get a chance to warm up, meet the members of the Academy Trust, and try some of the excellent stew prepared by our very talented chef.
Oh. Made with Brookfield Hereford beef, no less.
And then I'll lead an informal Q&A, where we can discuss processing local meat and selling it straight to Borsetshire schools.
As long as we get a good price, this scheme gets a thumbs up from Brookfield.
We see this partnership as good for your businesses. Building an alliance between the Academy Trust and Ambridge farmers should benefit everyone, including the health of the kids in the schools who'll be eating the dinners.
What about organic meat? Will there be a market in this for our Angus's?
Yeah, and what about those with nothing like the scale of Brookfield?
These are all great questions, but let's save them for after the stew.
Oh, a man after my own heart. Lead the way.